brought us, kept us, and delivered us. Even when our enemies thought they had us, He showed us a way of escape. We thank You, God, that death did not make a claim on our lives, but Lord, that You sent life instead. Weakness did not have victory over us. You sent strength instead. And here we are again in this sacred and holy place, in the moment before us. It's going to be life-changing because we know that it is by the foolishness of preaching. Worlds have been changed. Lives have been changed. Darkness has given over to light. Healing has given us victory because pain tried to claim us. We know, Lord, that all things are possible simply because we believe in You. And now, Lord, we take advantage of the moment because our faith says yes. And in this room, God, there are many who have come simply because of their faith. And God, we're laying it on the line. The just live by faith. And God, what a life we're living in Christ Jesus. So we thank You and we bless You in advance and we'll bless You forevermore. To God be the glory for the great things He has done. And God, You have done great things. Hallelujah, we say. Hallelujah. Bless Your name. God, give me what I need and give me power to stand when others would require that I sit. Power to run when others would have asked me to stop. And God, I pray that You would bring us together as one people. That, Lord, when You come, we can go with You. Help us, Lord, to understand there is a life called one accord. That's the life we want to live. Forgive us of our sins, we do pray, and ask that You would have mercy. You know all about us. And we pray, God, we'll hear Your voice with clarity. Put Your arms around us and kiss us on our forehead and let us remember that it's going to be all right. Somebody told us that weeping may endure for the night, but that joy would come in the morning. We declare morning right now. We declare deliverance right now. Old things must pass away, that all things would be new. And God, we just receive that right now. And God, let our cup run over. In Jesus' name. And the redeemed of the Lord said, amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some mad praise together. Oh, come on and bless the Lord. I know it's wet and damp outside. Come on and bless His holy name. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you ain't that cute. You can't give Him some praise. Come on, you didn't dress up that nice. You can't give Him some praise. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Grab your Bibles. We don't want to trouble you too long today. God bless you. It's so good to see you again. And we just praise God. Again, we're so excited and so thankful that we have people who will minister into the lives of others. That's great, church. And y'all doing a good job. And our food ministry, our clothing ministry, our helps ministry, our adult development life, family life. We got a lot of life going. Amen? Amen. I know God blesses those who are not selfish. I better say that again. God blesses those who are not selfish. Amen. Look around the room and you can tell that God blesses those that are not selfish. Amen. Everything ain't about you. I'm going to say that again. Everything ain't about you. Everything God gave you ain't for you just to hide it from somebody. The reason God gave you so much is that he was praying you have sense enough to share. Amen. Amen. Psalm 133, very familiar to many of us, and there's a rich lesson in Psalm 133. Good to see our friend and our brother, Dr. Corbett from the Canaan Church, and his lovely wife, Ava. I've been calling her the wrong name for all the time, and then we got down to their church Wednesday to preach, and she said, let me tell you something. My name is not Eva. My name Ava. I said, just because you're in your church, you ain't got to be like that. She said, oh, I'm home now. And if you keep on going the wrong way with this thing, I said, hey, okay, hold your peace, sister. Amen. But Sister Ava, God bless you. She said, I didn't do it like that. Yes, you did. On the outside, you were trying to be all churchy, but I felt it in my spirit. Amen. Psalm 133, New Living Translation. Verse 1 says, how wonderful it is, how pleasant brothers live together in harmony. Sit down. You King James folk know that it says how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. This is a sister sermon too. And if you'll do me a favor and fix a good little smile on your face, I promise I won't trouble you too long, but smile and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, pastor's going to preach. There's still hope. If you'll help us. Amen. There's still hope if you'll help us. You know, we're funny people. We're real funny. We are fickle, finicky. We are easily divided over sometimes silly stuff. We're just funny like that. We are in the midst of a tremendous political battle. In November, they're going to have a presidential election. And there are those who are Republicans, and there are those that are Democrats. There are those that are independent. There are those that are Tea Party. There are those that are Progressive Party. There are those who just like the party. I just thought I'd put that in there. And the reality is we are more divided now than we've been in the last 3 years. In 2008, country got a little more divided over one thing and then another. And every 4 years, we go through this cycle of who's on whose side and who deserves to be president, who deserves to be a congressman. You know, there's always something to divide us. We're funny like that. We are. Some of you in this room are Republicans. Some of you may be Tea Party affiliates. Some of you that were once excited about Barack Obama, a little disappointed now and frustrated and feel like you wasted your vote. And if somebody brings up the president, you get a little upset and we get divided. Some of us ain't speaking to each other because of our political expectations. Some of us don't get along with each other because you like something I don't like. You hang out with some people I don't hang out with. You wear something I don't think you ought to wear. You did something to your hair that I didn't think you should have done. And we get divided over silly things. Some of us used to sit together, hold hands, and have good conversation. Now we don't want to talk to nobody, and we don't want to come on your side, and you don't want to come on. We done draw lines in the sand, and we done block your calls, and you better not call me, and you better not come to my house, and over silly things. Some of us right now got out of bed and didn't look the other way over silly things. It was somebody over there. You just wouldn't look at them. You know they were over there. You felt them when they move, and you tried to move so smooth that they didn't know you moved, and they were trying to move, and you try not to talk to each other over silly things. It happens. It's okay. You're not the only one, and some of us in the church, because Deacon Walker got the mic and they didn't let me get the mic, and they didn't mention my name. Right then, Deacon Walker, you trying to be nice, and you acknowledge Sister Maxine, acknowledge Sister Nolan, and somebody who was there mad at you now because you didn't call their name over silly things. And you didn't mean no harm, and we got a clause for that in the church when we say stuff like charge it to my head and not to my heart, but we get divided over silly things. I was sitting in my office there earlier, and I heard ruckus going on. I heard the praise going. I said, man, I better go get some of that. And then I said, no, I'm going to stay here. And then I heard the ministers talking about the pastor and blessing the pastor and doing this. And some of y'all got quiet. And some of y'all ain't been right since. I ain't getting him nothing. We pay him every week. Over silly things. Some of y'all don't like the food ministry. Some of y'all think we're throwing away the money. Some of y'all think we shouldn't be buying this. And nobody give my child nothing. Maybe your child didn't ask for nothing. Maybe your child didn't need nothing. But we get divided over silly things. David saw something that day. Stood up and the background of the story is that we're getting ready for the coronation of David as king, and all of the tribes have come to the big coronation. It's kind of like we're going to do in D.C. in a few months. Everybody's going to come. But how many know that everybody that come to you ain't with you? Some folk come when you're being lifted up to see if you'll fall. Some folk come to let you look at them, and when they know you look at them, they make that, I know you're looking at me, but I don't like you face. I get it from up here sometimes. We get divided, Pastor Corbin, over silly things. But David saw something that day. David saw something either with his ocular vision or in his spirit that caused him to say, how good and pleasant it is for us to dwell together. He saw something. And what I believe David was saying is, if you help us, we can make it happen. All of the tribes were there together, all of them represented, all of them in mass, and they were spread out all over the place. And David said, this is a good thing. That night when he went to his chamber, took out his pen and wrote it down, he said, how good and pleasant it is, how wonderful it is when we are working together for one thing. Got a little sign we put up there a long time ago, said that we want to lift up and magnify the name of Jesus. There's still hope that we can do it if you'll help us. If all of us would come together, if all of us would set our petty differences aside, all of us would just remember we're all in this body together. There are no big eyes, no little you. There are no more important and less important. All of us should dwell together. Got to live here. No other earth to go on. Some have suggested that we send all the Negroes back to Africa. You can't send me back where I didn't come from. Some have suggested we cut the country intersection and let the white folk have their part and the black folk have their part and the Hispanic have their part, Chinese have their part. That's not going to work. All of us must learn to dwell together. Doesn't matter whether you voted like I voted. Doesn't matter whether you're tall or short, fat, thin. Doesn't matter if you're light-skinned, dark-skinned. Doesn't matter if you got long hair, short hair. It doesn't matter because the Bible says it would be better for us if we learned to just get along. David saw something. He saw something and he said, you know, if we could just be united in the awesome presence of God, what could we not do? Imagine, saints, I'm going along. Imagine what would happen in our ministry. If we could serve 120 some odd young people, if all of us gave pencils and paper and book, and if all of us brought food to the food ministry, if all of us gave something to the clothing ministry, imagine what we could do if our tithes and offerings overfill that basket. He said, if all of us would do something, if all of us would do this together. He went back. He said, you know, the central thought of the matter is if we could just get unity. Unity, my beloved. You know, Queen Latifah said it, U-N-I-T-Y. That's the unity. That's what it is. You know, if we could just learn to work together rather than work apart. Y'all do y'all thing. We're going to do our thing. And I ain't going to do nothing till he leave. And I ain't going to do nothing till she leave. And as long as he in charge, I don't want to play. And then I'm going to take my ball and I'm going home. And I ain't coming back to Brookville. And I ain't going back to New Darrington. I ain't going because I just don't like the way things going. Sit down, shut up, and comply. There were three people clapped right then because the rest of us still trying to decide what side we on. Ain't but one side. The Lord's side. The Lord himself said, either you with me or you're against me. No family side. Hatfield, McCoy's, Johnson, Smith's, Mitchell's. Don't nobody care about all them names. There is but one name. And at that name, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. We need unity. No meeting should ever have these words, all those in favor. That's division. We're giving people an opportunity to opt out against each other. You got folk now that ain't speaking because of a meeting in 1972. Oh, I never forget how you voted. That's right, I said 72. Not 70, 70. We're divided. We still ain't speaking. David said it'd be nice. We can get everybody to dwell together. We can work together. In unity. It amazes me, our country called the United States of America. United States. We don't want to get along with the folk in West Virginia. Them North Carolinians, they better go on. We're not united. We got red states and blue states. Now they're turning violent. They're merging. We got liberals and conservatives. Well, I can be liberal if I wanna. I can be conservative if I want. If I'm not conservative when I eat, I'm gonna become very liberal. Y'all will get that in a minute. He said the thrust of kingdom life is unity. Watch this now. He says we've got one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. That sounds like one to me. Unity. We're either with God or against God. Doesn't matter who the current pastor is. Doesn't matter how many deacons we have. Doesn't matter how much money. We are either with him or against him. One Lord. Jesus said, my Father and I are one. You can't separate us. And don't try that. Look at the name and say, don't try that. Some parents have had a falling out because a child figured out how to get y'all against each other. Little 8-year-old figured out how to manipulate y'all. Now you got to go sleep downstairs. You don't even get to eat dinner no more for a week. I'm telling you right now, nobody should divide us. I didn't think they should have painted the church. I don't see nothing wrong with it. That don't make no sense. That's a division. What they doing that for? Here we go again. Division. He said, we gotta be one. One is a good. He said, listen, when we come to that, we uncomplicate that. You know, church spends too much time in complication rather than in cooperation. And we just work together. You don't have to be out front. You don't have to be the one with the idea. David said it would be nice if we all just work together. All of the tribes were there. He looks out on them. He said, we must first have a spirit of agreement. Got to learn how to agree. Let me tell you something. I said this before and I'm going to say it again. Some of y'all like it. You may not like it. We're going to have division as soon as I say it. But whoever came up with that, agree to be disagree and all that, that's the crazy thing I've ever heard in my life. There's no way you can agree that we disagree. That's not biblical. Look, some of y'all go, I like that. Well, you're wrong. He said it would be nice if we dwell together in unity. David said there got to be a spirit of agreement. I mean, you like it? Let's see. How many of y'all remember being a child? Did you agree with everything and like everything your mom and daddy said? But you did it, didn't you? It made life a whole lot better, didn't it? How many times your mom said, you got a problem with that? You got something you want to say? No, ma'am. You didn't turn around and go, I agree but disagree. Oh, really? We got a medicine cabinet for that. It's called peroxide, iodine. You're going to need it. And no disagreement. He said, we nicely, we had a spirit of agreement. He said, and it doesn't mean that you have to appreciate it. How many times have I said that? I don't appreciate what you said. What are you talking about? That's my thought. I don't think like you. You don't think like me. But we are required by the law of God to say amen. Bible said, let your yea. You're going to say no, and be honest about it. David said, it's also applicable. Agreement, appreciate it, applicable. He said, everybody should do it. Not the family. That's what's wrong with our tribe. We got too many chiefs. What you think, Uncle So? I don't care. What did God say? You know, if we ever did what God said, we'd do a whole lot more together. Thank you. 7 amens, I can count. He said it's applicable. Everybody. It's not just a pastor. Not just a deacon. It's everybody. Everybody, he said, how good and pleasant it is if we could apply this to everybody. Bible said when the tribes go up, they're going up together. What are you talking about? I was glad when they said unto me, oh, lift up the gates. Now, you talking outside of your neck. Because you're contrary to every command when you are disagreeing. When you're bringing about division. What you going to do? What you going to do? Let's do what he said do. That's the question. The question is, whose report? Whose leadership? Whose authority are we under? I appreciate everything that came out of the book of God. I'm going to apply everything that comes out of the book of God. I'm going to agree with everything that comes out of the book of God. Sounds like to me, that's unity. And you don't have to make no disclaimer. Well, Reverend, you know, since you got the book, I guess we'll go along. No, see that tells me right there. You got some motives coming up later on.
You ever seen folk that can't wait for things to go wrong and say, I told you so? 30 years later now, 30 years we've had success, and they say, I told y'all that was going to happen. 30 years. You never let it go, did you? You've been hindered all your life. We got folks sitting home right now at this hour, know what we're up here doing, but they hindered because they got a spirit of disagreement and going to die with it. They got sickness in their body because they won't let go and agree that God is God. I'm not God. He's not God. He said it'd be nice if we had agreement, that we appreciate it, and we made it applicable. Be nice. He said because that's the thrust of the church. Paul comes along. We're about done now. Paul comes along. Paul says God is going to give us pastors. Going to give us leaders to help us stay within, watch this, three things, within the goals, the guidance, and the glory that is the church. Good preaching along through the days. He said that because what he does is he gives us access based on our agreement. What are you saying? Because the Bible says in disobedience, God don't have to do nothing. So our access, our wealth is in agreement. Our health is in agreement. Our strength is in agreement. So he said, if you want this, you're going to have to say yes to this. Paul told Timothy, he said, listen, if you ever want to stay out of trouble with church, make sure you rightly divide the word of truth. Because you got some Bible whips who think they can read better than you can. Been to school 2 days in a row. Now they want to run everything. You better make sure you're right. That's what he said. They done saw Jakes on TV, and if you don't preach like Jakes, you ain't preaching. They saw Joyce Meyer, and they heard Paula White. So you got to make sure that you sound in what you say. I saw it on TV. You know, the time you sitting home that Sunday watching TV, we was up here trying to do localized ministry. He said, so what you understand is God offers access. He said, all right, my Father and I are one. Tell them that, Paul. Tell them that, Peter. And be one with us. That's unity. Let me see if I can't mess up the anniversary. Anybody sitting in here now that does not recognize the sovereignty of God and his selection as pastor, you blew it. Because God said, I'll give you pastors after my kind, my desire. I don't care how you vote. I don't care whether you like him. I'm going to send you what you need, and you need to agree with him. Because if you pick your kind, you're going to manipulate him, mismanage him, and ultimately murder him. No, he wouldn't. They killed the prophets. When they got what they wanted out of them and didn't want to hear no more, they killed the prophets. That's why the Bible says, touch not mine anointed. Don't nobody want to talk to me. There's hope if you'll help us. He said, I will give you the desires of your heart if you do right by me. Nobody gets access with disobedience. God ain't scared because you fold up your arms. Sleep in church. Stop giving your tithe. Stop coming to Bible study. Stop blessing the Lord. Stop praying for the pastor. Stop participating in it. God is still God. So I'll let you in. He said, and in fact, if you come be one with us, there's nothing you can't do. So you get on our side, you bad to the bone. Nothing shall be impossible for you. He said that's how we do it. He said, and understand, excuse me, my machine playing. He said, and understand, beloved of God, if you want what we have, you're gonna have to get it from us. David said it sure would be nice if they'll just come along. So what are you saying, Pastor? Well, I'm saying that if we accept him, watch this now, we're called children of God. Anybody ever heard this one? You can't pick your family. You know, you can't pick your brother. You know, you just kind of got, you know, especially if they came before you did. You don't get to pick family. You know, you just end up in a family. I mean, and most of us would like to say, if we could pick another one, we'd have picked another one. But the fact of the matter is, this is the one we in. But the Bible, watch this now. Watch this. The Bible says that we are all in one body. And he said, it would be foolish for the arm to hate the hand. All right, y'all almost there. It's crazy. We're in one church. You sitting there hating. You just a hand. You just an arm. How you don't want to get along with me? You need me. Mama was right. Be careful what bridges you burn. Because you don't know how you crossing back over. And some of the same folk you meet when you riding the big hog and you doing good, either they going to catch up with you or you going to drop back to them. But he says, we got one body. We're all members. All of us in it. And he said, listen, we've been called to walk together in unity. Scripture said, how can two walk along together? Well, I ain't going to walk with you anyway. You ain't got nowhere you can go that God ain't been there already. It's all his. You walking on God's property. You still want to God. You cannot distance yourself from unity. Some folk get mad when we do the turn to your neighbor, you know. Some folk get mad when we do the fellowship. Some folk don't want nobody to touch them, don't want nobody to own them. You ain't going to make it by yourself. The person's hand you shake in church today might give you a ride when you broke down on 460 this afternoon. And the word said, and he put you on notice, Mother Anderson, he said, be careful how you treat strangers. God might be testing some folk up in the camp today. Don't look up. What y'all looking at me for? Maybe I want to bless you. You might be my assignment today. He said, we're called. We're almost there. He said, we're called to work together. He said, one body and walk worthy in that body. Look at your name. Say, up your game. Walk around here unworthily. You walk around here. You causing all this ruckus and all this division and got all this attitude up in the church. I wish some of y'all could see what I see now. All this attitude, all this, you know. The Bible says you have a high calling. Walking around here with all that bringing the funk. You got a high calling. And we need each other to make it happen. I can't play no keyboard. Amen. I can't be the choir. I don't have to lift the offering. I can't be the sound guy. I can't change all the bulbs. We all in this together. And you gotta understand that whatever God has called you to do, you do it as unto the Lord. He said, all right, we're in it. I'm going. He said, we're in it. He said, and understand and remember the goal, the guidance, and the glory of the church is the fact that we work together. The glue that holds us together is the blood of Jesus. Now watch this. Who in here has not been saved by the blood? Ain't nobody sitting up in here came holy. You weren't born a disciple. Jesus hung, bled, and died, and you sit here today because of the power of the redeeming blood of one Jesus the Christ. Don't matter care who your daddy was. Don't care how long you been, what you is. The blood makes us one together. And it sure would be nice. Help us. Sure would be nice if you had a Macedonian rather than a massacre spirit. Somebody don't know. Macedonian is where they say, come on and help us. But you got a massacre spirit. You want to kill everything. Vote him out and put them down, and we don't need it. Let's stop doing that, and let's stop doing that until your family needs something. Till it's time to have your mama funeral, or your daughter need a little college money. You know, we don't need no scholarship ministry. Every time I turn around, they taking up more money until you want to check. Hey! Sure would be nice. You just help us. He said, we are going to have to walk together. He said, let me tell you that spiritual and sanctified service comes from spiritual and sanctified people. You wonder why your church ain't spiritual? Look at the people. You don't think we got enough sanctification around here? Look at the people. But when you're looking at people, please get you a mirror and look at yourself. Because you can, let me throw this out there, Dr. Corbett, you can tell them I'm right. You can never estimate the value of anyone else unless you know value yourself. What do you say? I'm saying, how you going to tell somebody else what to be when you ain't yourself? That's all I just said. She ought to come more often. She ought to give more. He ought to hear. What you doing? How can you know so much about what I ought to be and where I ought to do and you ain't doing? Hey. He said, we're called as one. Let's go on now. We got to leave. Here's my Nehemiah notice. I didn't break it. It ain't my fault. It was like that back in the day. I wasn't here back in the day. The wall didn't come down the day I got here. But I can tell you this. It's obvious that I have an assignment to fix it. So if you don't like the way it is, let's fix it. Let's work together. You go to your station, you go to your station. Everybody, a lot of indicted ministry. But I can tell you this. If God be for us, who can dare stand against us? If we are our own worst enemy, whose fault is that? Ain't nobody tearing Brookville down from the outside. What's happening to us is an inside job. It ain't nobody's fault. It ain't the people in Greenfield's fault. It's not the people on Fourth Avenue's fault. The madness is in this house. Because you don't want to work with us. Nobody outside this church has a clue what's going on in this church. But y'all, and can I go ahead and mess up the last $5 I would have got for the anniversary? You go tell the rest of them sorry Negroes that's sitting on their behind this morning, shame on them. Because if a little rain can stop you from coming to worship God, I hope it rain on you for the rest of your life. Rain didn't stop you from riding to Virginia Beach. Maybe by the time we get down there, it'd be done stop. You didn't leave King's Dominion in the rain. We can wait it out. This church ought to be running over every Sunday. I ain't going back up there. Die. And when you have your cousin call up here talking about having your funeral, I'm going to tell them, they told me they weren't coming back up here. Let's not ruin it for them. Let them go out on a high note. Unity. You want us to fake it? You dead. It sure would be nice if you help us. There's still hope to buy the building. There's still hope to feed families. There's still hope to send some child to college that otherwise wouldn't go. There's still hope if you'll help us. If you'll just quit clowning and start cooperating, there's still hope. He said, okay, we got it. Agreement, appreciation, applicability. What's the last one? It's all inclusive. It's everybody. It's not just Melvin because he's a trustee. You know, some people do. Let me see. I got a few minutes. We say, well, if I was on the inside, I can make a difference. Let me help you understand why some of y'all would never be an officer or a servant leader in this church. Because we watch what you do now to see if we can get a hint of what you might do then. And nobody is going to change in a phone booth and all of a sudden become super saint. Because if you ain't tithing out there, you certainly won't be tithing from the inside. If you're not supporting ministry now, you're not going to wait because you get a title ain't going to make you holy. But it's all inclusive. Because he says, whosoever will, we got to take. So he said, well, how do we summarize? Well, I'm glad you asked because there are just two little things. Sister McKenzie, I never get to the good stuff because I'm so busy dealing with other stuff. But here's the three things I really want to tell you. I'll just cut them off because it's time to go. I'm tired. You tired. You don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. We're just going to go now. Didn't nobody say, go ahead, Reverend. First of all, what he said, let me tell you. All right, David says, unless we really work together, we're just a crowd of busybodies, ambulance chasers, spectators, sitting in the crowd, throwing rocks and hiding our hands. He said, but if we can have a spirit of agreement that Jesus is Lord, I got three uh-huhs. That was a test. If we could just get that one first, that I don't want to do the church thing. I don't want to say all those who agree. I just would like to feel it in my spirit that we agree that Jesus is Lord. If we can learn to appreciate that it may not be what we think it ought to be, but we can do something with it. If we can just appreciate that we got a little chandelier, a little carpet, we got a little food down there, we got a little clothes to give, we gave away some book bags. If we can appreciate those who labor with us, and if we can say, all right, this is the will of God for my life, and apply that to our lives, if we can just stop doing family Bible and start doing faith Bible, what family about? When you sitting around there with your folk, talking about how it ought to be, let's just do what this book says. I feel kind of lonely.
I've lost my friends. He said, let's just make it happen. He said, and if you do that, three things. What time is it? 3 minutes to one. Three things, Dr. Corb, you preach them. I'll give them to you, preach them. First of all, we'll make better progress. We stuck because we've got so much division internally that we cannot reach a people externally because of our own internal division. Don't think folk can't tell when you ain't real. We'll make better progress. How? Two things will happen. One, we'll stay focused on the Father and forget the foolishness. I wish I had time. I'd preach it. It's right here. Second thing, we would be firm in our faith and not fall away. That's good. That's good right there. The next one is, that second piece here, that point one, subpoint A and B. The second thing is, we would master our purpose. What is it? To lift up and magnify the name of Jesus. All that other fiddle-dee-dee, la-da-dee-da, don't nobody want to hear that stuff. We could have been gone 30 minutes ago. If you just helped me lift up and magnify the name of Christ. But no, I feel like Paul, I got to keep going over the elementary things with old folk and seasoned folk. And this high church folk. And we were here when you came, folk. So Mount Rushmore was here when I came. It ain't saving nobody. He said, we'll master our purpose. What? Seek, secure, and strengthen the body of Christ. Seek. Didn't he tell us that? Go ye therefore. Secure. We'll keep the sheep safe and strengthen them. That's our purpose. Well, what's the subtitle of that? Well, the subtitle is learn the principles. Live out your purpose. And listen to the preacher. Notice how the amens fell off right there. It's in the Word of God. He said, I will send you pastors. What text say, Dr. Corbin? How shall they hear without the preacher? You hear Oprah. You hear Dr. Oz. You hear all them folk, but you don't want to hear the preacher. Third thing, watch it. This is where we could have shouted, but y'all made it hard early. We will what? Make better progress. Sister McKenzie, you got that? Second thing is we would master our purpose. Dr. Corbett, this is where we could have danced at. We'll all make it home to the palace. How do you know? Because he said, I would that no man would perish. Jesus backs it up by saying, I've gone to prepare a place for you that where I am, you can be there also. I don't know about you, but I want to make it home to the palace. There's still hope. If you'll help us. Bible said this, he who has been contrary, let him be contrary no more. That's paraphrased. It doesn't say it exactly like that, but I'm working it good enough where you can understand it. He who has the spirit of disagreement, stop being disagreeable. Peter says, you know, if you get this right, you will receive a grand entrance into the kingdom of God. Joe would be nice. There's still hope if you'll help us. David saw something. Sitting there looking at the people. I'm sure he took the David pose. He said, man, there's something else here. Look at him. How good and pleasant it is. What a difference it would make if all of us worked together. Set our petty differences aside
got over the past. I was talking to Minister White one day and just having a little pastoral conversation, trying to get her acclimated to the Brookville family, and I was naming off people. And she was saying, well, who is that? Who is that? I said, well, you know, they sisters. She said, what? I said, that's a cousin. What? She said, you never know that all them folk related to each other. I said, yeah. And you know what I discovered? That if you can't get along with your own folk, how you gonna get along with other folk? You gotta set all of that stuff aside. He said, be good and pleasant. If we could just dwell means we're gonna hang around a while. There's hope if you'll come help us. There's a Macedonian opportunity for everybody in this church. You don't have to have a title. You don't have to have tenure. There's just an opportunity that Peter says, if you walk worthy based on the high calling that's on your life, nudge one neighbor. Just nudge one neighbor and say, I think so. And you're saying, why did you say think so? Because I believe that you're going to have to work this one over. I didn't want you to lie to your neighbor and say, oh, I got this. No, I just want you to say, I think so. It was my intention to help you. Tried to help you, tried to give you something to chew down on, you know. Didn't want to get too excited about it, but wanted to make my point clear. It's August. You know, there's a, Sister Val, some of these folk right here know music. But in a little while, we be toward homecoming. And after homecoming, you know, we do them 3 nights of revival. And they got some letters going out asking folk to do something sacrificially and all that kind of stuff. And we already getting backlash. I don't see why we got to do that. I don't see that's what's wrong. You haven't even thought about it. You haven't even prayed about it. You know, we spend more time praying, we'll spend less time protesting. See, I ain't getting no amens right there. No. He didn't know how to make it sound right. No, I'm trying to get you to do right. Amen. I ain't seen nobody riding a horse and buggy around here. I ain't seen nobody coming to church in sackcloth and ashes. Y'all got y'all hair tight. Your nails looking good. Got your little pearls on, either real or fake. I don't care. You smell good. You're stepping tall. But yet you want the church to be in poverty. I don't see every time I turn around. Well, listen, you want us to stop every time you turn around, we ask you for something, give it before we ask for it, and we won't have to turn around and ask you nothing. That's 9 of y'all that said amen. I got you. I start with 9. At least 2 of them was in my household. I mean, come on, there's hope. We can do this. We don't have to be envious of any ministry. You don't have to leave this church to go nowhere. Do church right where you are. Instead of sitting around here throwing rocks and hiding your hands. Dr. Dixon, I don't care how many times you beg, how attractive you make it. Just because it's me, some folk ain't going to do it. You understand what I'm saying? But Jesus understood that too. He said, because of me, they'll hate you. So we okay. Let's do what we're going to do in love. Doesn't matter how many folk you try to get to come to new disciple class. Some of them ain't going to do it because you're doing it. Don't worry about it. Just do it in love. Who is she? She ain't been here. She just popped up and all of a sudden, who's she? Keep doing what you're doing. Dr. Corbett, don't worry about it. Give New Canaan, give Canaan all you can give them. There's hope if they'll help you. If they don't want to help you, they'll answer to God. Don't worry about it. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and know that your labor. I'm doing it. to the glory of God. And if I got to do it all by myself, self, go for it. There's hope. If you'll just help us. You want to go further? Increase your faith. Cut down on the foolishness. Get over it. And get on with it. Amen. If God be for us. Let's stand on our feet. We're going. That's it. We're done. I know you're thinking, no hollering. No hollering. It's good sound teaching. Amen. There's hope. Paul tells the church, he says, you know, we are called to unity. Ephesians chapter 4. Read it when you get a chance. He tells the church, he said, this is what we must do. It is the will of God for us to work together. Amen? What do you want your church to be? What do you want your church to do? Depending on what you want to be and what you want to do. No great thing starts without someone. It takes a you, a little dream, a little vision, a little, wouldn't it be nice? How many of you have ever said that to yourself, man, wouldn't it be nice? And then you started making it happen. And everybody didn't understand you. Everybody didn't want you to do it, but you believed in it. I believe somebody said, wouldn't it be nice if we can give pencils to the kids? And they made it happen. Somebody said, wouldn't it be nice if we could plant a garden and give away food, and we made it happen. Sometimes Deacon Walker out there all by himself. And I told him, I said, Deacon Walker, you ain't got to do that by yourself. If other deacons won't help you, tell me, and I can get in. He said, Pastor, I'm all right. Sometimes Minister Dixon, working in that food ministry, all by herself, make Paul Melvin sick and tired. Made him want to go back to work. He said, man, before I worked, I didn't have to do it. But she does not quit, because those people that we serve, even though they don't belong here, they don't give us nothing, they would not eat what little bit we give if she didn't have hope. It ain't like folk don't know we do this. But if you'll help us, instead of her putting in 4 hours, she put in 2. And maybe you'll feel good about the fact that you went up there and helped. You know, some folks just price just like to brag. I had to help them out. You know, they couldn't do it without. Well, come on, brag. We will give you an opportunity to brag. You can say, if it wasn't for me, you know, they'd have gone down by now. Come on. Bring it on, homie. I ain't got no problem with you working to the glory of God. That clothing ministry we've gone through, sis, ladies, y'all have done a tremendous job. Folk complain that nobody want this stuff, then get out of here. But somebody want it. And until the last stitch of it is gone, we're going to keep the door open. There's hope. If you'll come help us. You don't like the kind of stuff down there? Bring some stuff from your house and put it down there. And then brag. Say, look at that, child. We got a real fur coat over there today. How you know it's real? My husband bought it for me. Brag. You don't like the way our parking lot look? You call a contractor and bless the church. Say, look, I had to pay for that parking lot up there. They, old raggedy, I had to help them out. Bless you. We'll have a day with you. We'll call your name. Yes, sir. Have foot washing service just for you. Amen. The doors of the church, we open. Here's what we're doing today. This is a little bit different. Here's what we're doing. I am convinced of God
that there are some helpers out here. I believe there are those who want to agree, those who appreciate, and those who want to make this applicable to their lives. And I know you know that it's all inclusive because he's no respecter of person. I'm asking today, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to ask today something I didn't ask before, but this is my first time. I'm just asking today if I could get real honest people to make a real honest decision and make a decision today to help the kingdom of God right here in Brookville. You don't have to take a title. I'm not saying you're going to. All I want to know is that there's a pool of people out there. And we can kind of know now that there's some other people we can call on. I'm just saying, if you're willing to be a part of the ministry, to cooperate with us, doesn't mean you got to do it right now. You don't have to do it next week. I just need to know that there's some more fish in the pond. If you'll just step out in the aisle and come forward and say, you know what, I want to be a part of whatever's going to be whatever, but I just want to help. Thank you. That's all I'm asking. Thank you. Thank you. If you just can see yourself helping, in whatever capacity, if you can just see ministry, thank you. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm going to call you tomorrow. I'm just looking for some fish in the pond. Thank you. That's all I'm saying. If you haven't done anything, you say, you know what? He's right. I have been very agreeable. I need a better appreciation for the ministry. I think I can do something. I don't know yet. I'm going to pray about it. You know, that's church answer, Dr. Corbett. I'm going to pray about it. If you can just walk slowly, you ain't got to bring nobody this time. I'm just asking you. Thank you. They're coming. Thank you. I'm just saying, it's got to be something in you that says unity. People talk about our church in the street. I've learned more about Brookville sitting around the car wash and the barbershop than I can even learn sitting in my office as pastor. And most of the people talking about us ain't never been here. So that means somebody in here got a big lying mouth. But I'm telling you today, we are not the worst. May not be the best. But you make the difference. Because when they talk, Mother Anderson, I say, excuse me, you go to Brookville? And you know what's bad? When you talk about the church and the pastor there, you don't even know that's the pastor. And I said, do you? And they said, no, I don't go. I said, who you know go to Brookville? No, I don't want to say. I said, well, you know who the pastor is? No, they said it's a guy who used to be a state trooper. Everybody say that about me. Used to be. Thank God. And I said, excuse me, I'm the guy. Hey, man, I ain't mean no harm. I mean, I'm just going by what my friend said. But who is your friend? No, I mean, you know, I said, okay, well, here's what I want you to go back and tell your friend. My office is located at 1916 Florida Avenue. Our number is 847-8959. If they have something to say about the ministry that I pastor, come see me. Man, I mean, you know, I ain't mean to make you mad. No, I'm mad. No, I ain't mad. I'm just motivated. Tired of folk lying on our church, lying on me. We can do something if you'll help us. You don't like the way things going? Help us. Don't throw rocks and hide your hand. Call your little family meetings and stuff. That's crazy. He said there's an agreement. Thank you. All ladies, no guys. Wait a minute, fellas. No guys. Ladies, y'all can have, thank you. Thank you, Mama. Mama said, we got this. All right, fellas. Don't think they're not going to talk about this. Come on, pray with us. Grab somebody and say, we're going to pray together. Come on, bless y'all. I'm going to remember y'all now. Come on, grab somebody. We got to go. Got to go. Fellas. These sisters didn't put us on the spot. I know that there is a great reward in laboring for the Lord. I know that. I know that God will keep his word. Paul told the church, he said, you know, if there are those who are with us in our midst that are contrary, He says, rebuke them. He said, you handle that. How many of you know that if you don't handle things early, they only get worse? And sometimes in the church, you know, we try to smooth over and act like, you know, but that's how a lot of churches wind up in real bad situations internally. Because we let folk build up their strength and they got away with it and got away with it and got away with it. And then they became monsters. Ministry got out of control and things were just crazy. And then by the time we try to get it straight, they've been empowered to such a degree that it's hard to kill a giant. Amen. So see, the people that you share with right now, in honesty, the people that you are standing next to right now, if we don't take care of each other, can become monsters. Arrogant. Sometimes you can stay in one place so long that you think it's yours. And then when somebody else come along, you don't want to give up the seat. You don't want to give up the title. But I mean, come on now. Even Jesus says, I'm going and I'm passing it on to y'all. He didn't lose anything. He said, I'm still going to be Lord, but I'm going to pass this on to you guys. And he said, you guys pass it on to other guys. And gals. So the people you stand with today, either they're really standing with you or they're sizing you up to take you down. Yes, sir. Mind this, everybody that gets close to you ain't getting close to you to help you. Some folk get close so they can figure out how to take you down. How many of us in this room can testify that there are some people we let get inside and later on we find out what they were really after? Amen. Became our friend and we went to lunch and hung out. And then the day came and they dropped the boom on us. And you look at them and say, not you. I ain't never liked you anyway. But you know what? That's not spiritual. That's not godly. We've got to love each other. Amen. I told you we can make better progress if we all go in the same way. Bible said this. We're done. Bible says, you will know that they are my disciples when they do love. Unity and love go together. You can't love me if you're not with me. I know you're thinking secular. No, I'm talking spiritual. Jesus says that those who are doing what we're doing, they love me. That's why they're doing it. They're not doing it for anything else. They just love me. So if you don't love me, you can't be with me. So you got to love me. I got to love you. How many of you have a hard time telling folk you love them? Okay, nobody raised their hand. All right. Find three people right now and just tell them I love you. Now here's what I wanted you to see. Notice how the energy level changed. Notice how everybody started buzzing and a few minutes ago everybody was just quiet. Felt like they done got hit in the head. Love makes everything better. Y'all start smiling and grinning and turning all around and looking for. That's why we need love. And in unity and love, if we get, imagine what would happen if Psalm 133, verse 1, stayed on our lips. How good and pleasant. Use that one for the rest of the week. That's your homework. For the rest of the week, keep saying how good and pleasant. When you get on your job with old hateful Hattie and malicious Melinda, go by their desk and say, how good and pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell in harmony. They'll look at you and go, what? She said, child, that's my assignment this week. and stick to your assignment. Facebook it, tweet it. All y'all tweeters, tweet it when you get in your car. Don't tweet now. Some of y'all can do it now. Some of y'all can text blindfolded. God bless y'all. Facebook it. Tell all your Facebook friends. Some of y'all got thousands of them. Send them that little message. Say, you know what my assignment is this week? Psalm 133:1. And make them look it up. Don't give it to them. Make them look it up. Because that'll be the first time some of them opened the Bible in a long time. Y'all know y'all got friends that don't do Bible. Amen. God, our Father, look at your children standing all around this place. They have heard. Some of them, Lord, felt that they were being assaulted. Some of them felt they were being picked upon. But the truth of the matter is, the gospel is one size fits all. Somewhere in this sermon, all of us had to say, ouch, amen, or, oh, Lord. So, God, we pray that we'll take this lesson to life. Not as an insult. Not as he was trying to get at me, but that he's trying to help me. That the pastor loves us so much that he'll tell us even the hard stuff. And Lord, we're going to take Psalm 133 and run with it. And God, in short order, in days to come, in moments that will pass, our church will be a tremendous church. Because we know that we're helping and not hindering. We're lifting up and not tearing down. We're walking together and not being torn apart. We're loving and not hating. We're lending and not stealing. There's hope because we're going to help. And nothing shall be impossible. I bless your name today. There are sick among us. There are those who are seeking employment. Those who are trying to find some relief in this tough situation called economy. God bless my brothers and sisters in the place of their greatest need. There are bereaved families. There are lost souls. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Use us according to our several gifts and abilities till thy kingdom come. This is our prayer. In the name of Jesus. The redeemed of the Lord said amen, amen, and amen. Come on, be nice. Love some people again. You did so good with it. We'll see you again real soon. God bless you.